Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bob, we have some very exciting news. Mark Cabali is going to join us. He's coming back from the airport from the owners' meetings where he either fell asleep or had something horrible happen to him or was doing it intentionally to drum up business for the McAfee show. I don't know which, or it just happened. What's your gut feel, Bob? Just so people know, there was video and photos of Cabali, who got prime seating next to Tomlin at Tomlin's media address at the owners' meetings in Florida, and then proceeded to, well, do one of those things. It looked like he was sleeping for sure. I don't know. I'm leaning toward this was trying to drum up more, maybe more publicity for McAfee. How do you feel, Bob?
I mean, that is certainly a consideration, but I think more likely he had to fly down there late. He had to get up early. As I said, these things are very early, and if you don't get there early enough, you get kind of boxed out. So my guess is he got there early, ate some breakfast, sat down at the seat well ahead of Mike Tomlin, and then he was very kind of in and out of consciousness waiting for that to happen, and it carried over to when he was talking. So I don't think that he staged this in any way. I think it was just a function of being too early in the morning, and he strikes me as a late-night guy.
Limits, you failed to add Noah Hyles' follow-up quote on the McCutchen is on the field taking grounders at first base. He added, I'm like 90% sure he's just messing around, but it's still an interesting visual.
What?
Yes, he added that.
Is it April 1st still?
Did he write it he wrote it underneath his tweet a little bit after that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He added that. So still, I guess, a 10% chance, Bob, and we spent the whole segment taking that seriously. I'm not blaming you, Limits, but we should add this context.
I never took it seriously to begin with because I don't think he is equipped, you know, physically right now to play any position, which is why he's not played a position. So I think, I don't know what the reason was, but it, you know, certainly when it first came out, because they don't have a first base. And for example, if they had a stud at first base and he's over there taking grounders, you wouldn't probably write much into it.
They have a 5'9 guy who nobody knew of until 5 minutes ago playing first base. So why wouldn't McCutchen take, you know what I mean? You're right. It's the context of it. Anybody over there taking grounders wouldn't surprise us. And who knows? There's still a 10% chance it's serious, right?
Yeah, it could be, but I doubt it. In fact, I would bet that that's not going to happen. I think it was just what it was.
Me too. How else are you, Bob? You doing well today so far?
Yeah, we're doing, you know, hopefully today will be a good day for Skeens and the offense. He has to have the offense. You can't win if you don't score.
So. Yeah, are you optimistic with that lineup? Give me the lineup again if you have it in front of you.
I think it was, I don't have it in front of me, it was Frazier leading off.
Yeah.
Followed by Reynolds, then Cruz, Tommy Pham, your leadoff hitter. And then I forget the rest of it, but it was
Triolo. It here. Adam Frazier. Brian Reynolds, Cruz, Tommy Pham as your cleanup hitter, batting .095. Sawinski, Key Brian Hayes, Endy Rodriguez, Jared Triolo, and Kiner Falefa And I meant to ask Dan this because I agree with you. Paul Skeens should be hitting.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm not joking either.
I think if he, and he has a good track record of being. Now, they'll tell you that his sole mission is to pitch and all aspects of his attention go there. That's fine. Except in this day and age, we've seen people like Travis Hunter come around, you know, people playing two different positions. You know,
Ohtani.
And I'm not suggesting that's the case here. But what I am suggesting is in this time of need, you know, I'm sure they won't take that chance. But
if you gave Paul Skeens an offseason to ramp up as a hitter, I think he'd be the fourth or fifth best hitter in this lineup. That's what I think. And I'll go back to some quotes that the Air Force coach gave me about Skeens. You know, he would have been a first-round pick as a catcher.
Well, I know.
And hitter.
He's really good. That's what I'm saying. It's not just any hitter we're talking about. We're talking about Skeens as a hitter, especially what you saw in his career at college. So, but that's only out of desperation do we mention these things because they get no hitting from anywhere. And normally you wouldn't even consider that with him.
I mean, I was thinking about it the day they drafted him, to be honest with you. Mark Kozlowski is the Air Force coach, Bob, who coached Skeens. Mm-hmm. And Jay Johnson was his coach at LSU, where Skeens won a national championship. Both of those guys, particularly Johnson, have coached major league draft picks who are hitters. And I asked both of those guys 1 year ago, could Skeens be Pittsburgh's version of Ohtani? And here's what Johnson said. You ready?
All right.
He's coached 61 major league draft picks in his career. He said, I would never bet against him for anything. He's got the talent and competitive nature to do it. I will say this. He said, I think, you know, pitching is obviously where you want him. But Jay Johnson, the LSU coach, added, I will say this. If you were in the old National League rules, you'd definitely have the best hitting pitcher in all of baseball, and he would not be batting ninth in any order if he was hitting. I'll tell you that. And he wasn't joking. I half-jokingly suggested to him that Skeens would be batting cleanup for the Pirates. And the other guy, Kozlowski from the airport, says, he says, believe me, he could do it.
He could hit.
Meaning he could hit.
And if Joe Maddon were the manager, he'd be batting cleanup. You know, they would move him in a position where he can actually make a difference.
Johnson also said this when Skeens was at LSU. He said, we decided to go with all pitching, and we could not have won without him pitching. But I stand by this, his coach at LSU said. If he was just a hitter for us in his last year here, he would have hit 25 to 30 home runs and been a first-team All-American position player, Bob.
Yeah.
Give him a month or two to ramp up and let him hit. And I promise you that this guy would be better than some of the hitters in this lineup.
I'm not going to rule that out. It's not crazy, but they're not going to do it. That's simply the way that goes. But given these difficult times they're having offensively, I mean, you got to be creative about some of this stuff, too.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.